I'm going to read an excerpt. It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this will be one's entire work. That is, all the energy one puts into the work will be only to achieve this, and nothing else. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there is only one thing a person needs, faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator.
Question for an active worship. Through which actions can we give an example of an omen to the friends? Again, through which actions can we give an example of an omen to the friends?
אנחנו בעצם כל היום בכל הפעולות שאנחנו עושים
we, all day long in all the actions we do together from the morning lesson all the way to the summary of the day we can give examples to the friends on how we annul ourselves, how we participate with all the friends, how do we truly work for them to give contentment together to the Creator. We just need to give examples to the friends, and the friends are actually doing it all day long.
I also think that in every act of a friend you can see an element. When he participates, how much heart he puts into it, how he annuls before the friends, before the idea.
I also think you can see it in our participation and all the usual actions, seemingly, the morning lesson, the meetings during the day, the special gatherings. And also things beyond it, the jobs, roles one takes, the duties, the special activities. Anything that has to do with our society, one way or another.
I'm really impressed with the annulment that when one friend praises another friend and tells about his merits and how much he is inspired by his yearning for the goal, his dedication. This always really moves me.
Yeah, just like Itzik giving us an example, the way he took over the onion duty on our meetings on Thursdays, he shows his devotion to the connection in the ten.
The more we make efforts to connect among us and look for the Creator between us and to bring Him contentment, whether you understand it or feel it, makes no difference. The effort we want to make is projected to the friends, and that's the best example. Friends see it and feel it, and they do it.
I think it could be in anything. This is Rav gave an example of how he told the friends he won't be able to make it to a meeting, and then he felt obligated when he showed up. We have many opportunities during the day. How much I wish to be an example like that for the 10. How much I want to invest in the path and our process. How much I want to show everyone this is the most important thing in the world.
When we scrutinize something, discuss something, and a friend has an opinion that might be a little different, but he annuls himself, but expresses it nonetheless in order to contribute his special part that only he has in the annulment, in the scrutiny. This is annulment.
I think that beyond the corporeal actions you mentioned, and which I agree with, this is an example for me, there's got to be a more inner layer of annulment where you project your agreement with the path, even when it seems illogical, seemingly to bestow adhesion. Broadcast to the friends a certain inner agreement with the path that becomes a part of you. That's what you're showing off outwardly. As an example, every second sentence he says, there's a Creator and light and our goal. And it feels to me that he's breathing it, and I want to breathe it like him. So, as much as it's going against our tiny egoistic nature, it doesn't matter.
Another excerpt. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them, as it is known that dvikut, adhesion, unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes in him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself. Because a person can labor only where he feels pleasure, and since he's beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, then naturally he has no place to think of himself.
Silent workshop. How do we incorporate with the friends during the lesson? Again, silent workshop. How do we incorporate with the friends during the lesson?
Creator, thank you for the system you have built for us to join you. Help us see the greatness of the friends. Help us annul and adhere to you through the ten, connecting us all around the importance of the goal to become like you. We ask to be fine instruments in your hands. Help us understand how we should build the right kli that make us a conduit for you. We are so humble and grateful to be your servants and that you have shined your light upon us. We are grateful for the friends that show us the way to come to adhesion with you. Thank you for bringing us together in this holy work. May this force bring humanity closer to the goal and to adhesion with your greatness. Thank you, Creator, for choosing us to lead the process of connecting the broken parts of the one common soul. Amen.